Hi, it's Miss Spearman for First Chapter Friday. Today I'm going to read Spotting Dottie. It's by Gail Anderson Dargatz. It's one of the Chocolate Lily books this year, and it is one of the books in our Grade 6 and Grade 7 Battle of the Books. Chapter 1. Scott and I are walking down the beach to see my grandmother, Donna. We're still wearing our wet bathing suits. My long, wet curls snake down my shoulders. The smooth rocks feel warm under my bare feet. Let's get back in the lake right after lunch, I say. I want to swim as much as I can this weekend. Monday is Labor Day and school starts on Tuesday. This is the end of my summer. Okay, but let's swim out into the deeper water, Scott says. We spent the whole morning near the shore. I shiver at the thought. No way, Dottie's down there. Scott laughs a little. Charlotte, you don't actually believe the lake monster exists, do you? Grandma does, I say. But then, Scott already knows that. My grandmother is something of a legend around here. She spent most of her life searching for the lake monster named Dottie. But what about you? Scott asks. Do you believe it's real? I adjust my backpack as I decide whether to admit it or not. Yeah, I do, I say. He raises his eyebrows. But you've never seen Dottie, right? He asks. I shake my head. No, but Grandma has. Several times. My grandmother first saw the creature when she was about my age, 14. She was fishing on the lake with her dad when something big swam right under their boat. She says it looked like one of those extinct water dinosaurs with a long neck and flippers. You know, like Nessie, the Loch Ness monster. But it was Dottie, short for Dorothy, the monster that's supposed to live here in Dorothy Lake. Ever since then, Grandma has spent most of her free time either hunting the monster or interviewing others who claim they've seen it. She also collects photos of it. In fact, her room is filled with Dottie stuff, like postcards and snow globes. For Christmas and her birthday, I give Grandma mugs, hats, and socks with the monster on them. The stores in the town of Dorothy Lake sell a lot of that kind of thing to tourists. Grandma is so into Dottie that some of the locals call her Dottie Donna, and they aren't always nice about it. They think she's silly for believing in the creature, but I don't. I think she's cool. I mean, how many grandmas are monster hunters? Scott inspects a rock to see if it's a good skipping stone, then drops it and picks up another. You think Dottie is a water dinosaur then? He asks. Maybe. Grandma thinks so. She and other people think it might be a dinosaur that didn't go extinct. I find a flat stone and skip it across the water. But your grandma never got a good photo of it, did she? Scott asks. So who knows what it actually looks like? All of Grandma's photos of Dottie were taken from a distance. They're hazy images of something dark poking up from the water. In fact, no one has ever gotten a clear picture of the monster. Grandma is just down the beach from us now, sitting in a lawn chair beside her camper van. She's got one eye pressed to her spotting scope, which stands on a tripod. A spotting scope is a small telescope, more powerful than binoculars, used to look for things that are far away, like wildlife. Hey, Grandma, I call, but she doesn't seem to hear me. As we get closer, I see she's wearing shorts and a t-shirt that reads Beach Bum, which totally fits. My grandmother pretty much lives on this beach in the summer, sleeping in her camper van, searching the water with her scope and hoping to spot Dottie. When we reach her, I tap her shoulder, and she startles. Grandma laughs as she stands and hugs me. Well, hello, Lottie. My grandmother is the only one who calls me Lottie, which is short for Charlotte. It's an old-fashioned nickname. I don't really like it when anyone else calls me that. She steps back to smile at my best friend. Hello, Scott. Hi, Donna. What brings you way down here? Grandma asks me. It's my birthday, remember? I remind her. Mom asked me to come get you for lunch. We have hot dogs and birthday cake. Anna could have phoned, she said. Anna is my mom. You didn't have to walk all that way. Your phone is dead, I say. Again. Oh, I didn't even notice, she says. I guess I should spend a night at home and plug it in. Then she puts a hand to her cheek as if she's just heard what I said. Your birthday? But that isn't until Saturday. This is Saturday, I say. Oh, I must have lost track of time. As usual, Grandma is always forgetting about stuff. I think it's because her mind is almost always on Dottie. She hugs me again. Well, happy birthday. But her voice is drowned out by a jet ski roaring our way. Our neighbor Carter is driving it, and his brother Nash is riding behind him. They live next door to us. Nash goes to my school and is in the same grade as me. Carter is a couple of years older. But Scott and I never hang out with them. They think they're too cool for us. I just think they're jerks. Carter circles the jet ski around. Then, driving too close to shore, he splashes us on purpose. I quickly turn to protect what's inside my backpack from the spray. Hey, Dottie Donna, Nash calls out to my grandmother. Seen any monsters today? They laugh at her, and I wish, as I have many times before, that I could prove the lake monster is real, so people won't think Grandma is weird for believing in it. That's the end of the first chapter of Spotting Dottie. If you want to find out what happens, you'll have to come and check it out from the library.